اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon the soul of Prophet Muhammad and his purified progeny. Dear audience, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to another episode of the program, Let's Recite the Quran, coming to you from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. I'm your host Mahdi, and as always, we are joined by our Quran expert, dear brother Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Wa alaikum assalam, Brother Mahdi, and assalamu alaikum to all the dear brothers and sisters who are listening to this program. Thank you for having me.
The pleasure is all mine, brother. Well, dear audience, as you may know, the program Let's Recite the Quran consists of several Quranic parts. In this series, at first, we all are going to listen to a recitation of the Noble Quran recited by a famous reciter. After it, Brother Muhammad will analyze that recitation, and at the end, we are going to listen to a short speech about the Noble Quran. Stay tuned, dear audience. We'll be right back. In the first part of today's program, we all are going to listen to the recitation of verse 6 and 9 of Surah Az-Zumar, recited by the outstanding Egyptian reciter, Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Hamdawi. Dear audience, let's listen to it, preceded by its English translation.
In the name of Allah, the absolutely merciful, the especially merciful, and the earth will shine with the light of its Lord, and the book will be placed open, and the prophets and the witnesses will be brought forward, and it will be judged between them with truth, and they will not be wronged.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وجيء بالنبيين والشهداء وقضي بينهم وقضي بينهم بالحق وهم لا يظلمون. وأشرقت الأرض بنور ربها ووضع الكتاب وجيء بالنبي
Welcome back to your audience of IRIB English Radio. You're still listening to the program Let's Recite the Quran. And what you just listened to was recitation of verse 69 of Surah Az-Zumar, recited by Sheikh Hajjaj Ramadan Hindawi, the Egyptian reciter. Dear Brother Muhammad, let's talk about this beautiful recitation.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Okay, Sheikh Ramadan Hindawi, he is a very good reciter. He has a good voice and very good lahn. His the use of maqamat is very good. His use of maqamat is excellent. The way he, you know, he goes up and down, he plays with the maqamat, he, you know, he changes the pitch of his voice. He he shows different melodies. The word ashraqati, the sheen should not be pronounced with qalqala. The way that Sheikh Hindawi, he pronounced the sheen, it's not wa ashraqati al-ard. It's wa ashraqatil, ashraqatil, not ashraqati. He should make a longer pause on the sheen. He quickly pronounces the sheen.
It sounds like it's a qalqala. Fricative.
It sounds like a qalqala. Wa ashraqatil, wa ashraqatil. Okay.
Yes.
And the ra has tafkhim here. And of course, he's still reciting with the method of warsh an nafi', because he said wa ashraqati lardu. So again, we have naql, where the fatha of the hamza is transferred to the lam, to the second letter that's before the hamza. So in practice, we pronounce the lam with a fatha wa ashraqati lardu instead of saying wa ashraqati lardu.
Yeah, we ignore actually the nadra of hamza.
You could say that way, but they say that...
Yeah, practically it can.
But the problem is that the lam does not have a fatha for us to pronounce it with tasheel, without the nabr. Okay?
Well, arwo.
Ashraqatil larulu. If you want to pronounce it with tasheel, you have to also show the sukun of the lam. You should say wa ashraqatil larudu. But we don't do that. We only pronounce the lam with fatha wa ashraqatil larudu. We don't say wa ashraqatil larudu. The lam immediately gets a fatha. This is the difference between tasheel and naql. When you do tasheel, you are still pronouncing the hamza, but without nabr. Okay? So...
Example?
For example, when you say in Surah Fussilat, we have A-jamiyun Arabi. We are pronouncing both hamzas.
Uh-huh.
But the second one has no nabr. Okay? So it's not very precise to say that we pronounce... In Warsh, we pronounce the hamza without nabr. Mm-hmm. It's actually the short vowel that's after the sakin letter, which is a hamza. The short vowel of the hamza goes back, is transferred back to the sakin letter, okay, which is before the hamza. Binuri rabbiha. Now this phrase is a little tricky. Binuri rabbiha. We have two ras, The first one? Ra is the last letter of Nur. Nuri. So yes. The first Ra has tarqiq.
Thinness.
The second Ra is the first letter of the next word. So we have two Ra's right after another. The first one has tarqiq. The second one has tafkhim. So this could be confusing sometimes. Binuri Rabbiha. You might pronounce both with tafkhim.
Or both.
Or tarqiq. Yeah. Binuri. It's not binuri Rabbiha. It's binuri Rabbiha. Binuri Rabbiha. وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ وَجِيءَ. This is مَدُّ الْمُتَّصِلِ. You'll notice that in this word, we have a jim followed by an alif. However, the alif is not pronounced. There's a small circle written on top of the alif, which is similar to the sukun.
Or zero.
Yeah, or zero, but... Because, you know, sukun has different shapes.
Yes.
One of the shapes of sukun is a circle.
Mm-hmm.
So it could be that shape
but
of sukun.
But not in Uthman Taha's script.
Yeah. So it's not pronounced. We only pronounce the letter that's after this, which is ya'ul mad. Mm-hmm. So we pronounce the ya'ul mad. And there's a hamza after this ya'ul mad. As a result, we have matul muttasil.
Thank you, dear brother Muhammad, and thank you, dear audience of IRIB English Radio. And now the third part of the program, let's recite the Quran. We all are going to listen to a short speech by Dr. Shomali talking about the Noble Quran. Let's enjoy it.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Another aspect of the Quran is the necessity of listening when someone is reciting the Quran. A hadith from Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, lamma sa'alahu Zurara an wujub al-insat wal-istima' ala man yasma' al-Quran. Zurara asked Imam, if you hear Quran is being recited, is it necessary to listen and be silent? Someone is reciting the Quran. Are you required to be silent and listen? Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, na'am. You must be silent and listen. إِذَا قُرَأَ الْقُرْآنُ عِنْدَكَ فَقَدْ وَجَبَ عَلَيْكَ الْإِسْتِمَاعُ وَالْإِنْصَاتِ. If Quran is being recited, you must listen and be also silent. So, this is very important. My humble understanding is that one of the things that maybe we need to revise is when we have majlis of Khatm Quran, someone has passed. Qari is reciting and everyone is reciting and reading for themselves and not listening. I think I might be mistaken, but I think this is not right. If you are all reading, it's okay. Everyone reads for himself. But if someone is reciting Quran loudly, everyone should listen. This is my understanding. So, if we are in a gathering and people read very quietly for themselves, that's fine. But no one should read loudly and other people do other things, even if it is reading another part of the Quran for themselves.
Dear brothers and sisters in Islam, what you just listened to was a short speech by Dr. Shomali, and that was the final part of the program. Let's recite the Quran. If you have any comments, questions, or suggestions, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. And don't forget to visit our website, that is parstoday.com. Click on the tab Call of Islam on the top right of the page, and there you can have access to all our programs as well as the other programs of the radio. Until our next episode, we'll leave you on Allah's care. Have a nice time and goodbye.
منان سبحان يا خالق الإنسان نورنا بالقرآن بمصحف في الإيمان ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين ندعوك نرجوك يا مالك التكوين املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن املأ قلبي قرآن اشرح صدري قرآن